Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Greetings and welcome to TWAT Radio. I'm Jimmy, a.k.a. Mad Jimmy Simmy, your host for today, and it's a pleasure to be joining you wherever you may be at the moment, even if it's in the shitter. On a previous episode, I covered wireless activities using a MacBook Pro, and today's episode is an extension of that. Wireless fun with a MacBook Pro, Part 2. However, some of the obstacles that existed during the previous episode have been circumvented. So, on that note, let's get started. Previously, I discussed how the newer Airport Extreme card in the MacBook Pros hadn't been thoroughly reverse engineered yet. So even though the latest build of Kizmac was able to use a hacked version of the driver to enable monitor mode passive scanning, we were still unable to perform packet injections. Now, if you're not familiar with wireless hacking of any sort, packet injection is necessary to decrypt web keys in any sort of reasonable amount of time. It's always fun to show people that drop by how easy it is to crack web, and that's about all it takes to convince them to use WPA, even though WPA has its own vulnerabilities as well. But it's still better than old WEP. But I digress. The inability to perform packet injection with my MacBook Pro really bothered me, just from a fundamental standpoint. Really, for no good reason other than I don't like not being able to do something. So this began my journey to seek out a decent USB-based wireless adapter. Now, Kizmac has great support for any adapter with a Prism 2 chipset, and it didn't take much searching to discover that the D-Link DWL-122 has been a solid performer under Kizmac for quite some time. Of course, there are newer adapters that support the 802.11g standard, but I was no longer in the mood for the latest and greatest hardware that Kizmac might support. And that's what got me into this conundrum in the first place. So, the tried and true DWL-122 is an 802.11b adapter, has a Prism 2 chipset, and is known to work quite well with Kizmac for both passive scanning and packet injection. So, I purchased one of the many up for auction on eBay. I believe I got it for around $20 or so. Not too bad. However, before I could begin using it, there were some hurdles I had to overcome. Now, when it arrived in the mail, I was elated. I couldn't wait to start playing around with it. So first thing I do, I get online and look for drivers. Now, first of all, the drivers for this adapter suck balls. D-Link, I guess you could say, put a bunch of ass bags into the development of the Mac drivers for the 122. They basically just dropped support for this piece of hardware a long time ago, so progress on driver development is a moot point. And secondly, driver development was ceased before developing support for Intel Macs. So, really, you've got drivers that were designed for the PowerPC platform, and I was about to do some research, but then I ran into something that stopped me dead in my tracks. Installing the drivers in OS X Tiger, which would be version 10.4 and up, will reportedly corrupt the Spotlight database, rendering Spotlight searches crippled and useless. I didn't see this as a good thing, and although I found instructions on how to fix the problem, the fact that it does it in the first place really just really rubbed me the wrong way. So, there are multiple reasons to avoid plugging this freaking dongle into my Mac at all costs. So, for a while, the DW122 sat on my desk amongst this little pile of obsolete hardware collecting dust. But, you know, then it dawned on me. KizMac uses its own versions of the drivers to interface with the wireless adapters. So, really, I could probably avoid installing the crap D-Link drivers, plug it in, fire up KizMac, and with any luck, I'll be able to use the Prism 2 USB KizMac drivers and be on my way. Well, no shit, Sherlock. It worked exactly as I had hoped. Total monitor mode scanning with support for packet injection. Fantastic. So basically, when I insert the DW122 into my USB port, since there's a lack of any OS X driver, the OS just doesn't give a rat's ass that it's plugged in. Now, for all intents and purposes, OS X ignores the device, which is perfect. So we just launch KizMac, enter the preferences window, click on the driver settings page, select the USB Prism 2 driver, and add that to our list of drivers to use. Now we just make sure that all channels are selected for channel hopping, and of course, make sure that the packet injection support is enabled as well. You close out the preferences window and proceed to scan with our D-Link DWL-122 without fucking up Spotlight. And that's all there is to it. Now a final note of caution, if you have Parallels installed and are running a Windows Virtual Machine, for instance, be aware that although OS X doesn't give a shit about the DWL-122, the Windows Virtual Machine will recognize it and begin the driver installation wizard thing. Quite annoying. Also, before I take off, it's worth noting that the KizMac website was shut down by the KizMac team with the passing of a new German law recently. The KizMac site was hosted in Germany. I believe they're, for the most part, from Germany. But the new law essentially states that it is now illegal to distribute any type of software that can allow breaching of security. If you really think about it, it's kind of ridiculous, but I won't get into the politics. Thankfully, though, they are currently reestablishing their presence in Switzerland and are almost completely fully functional again. They're hosting their Subversion server in the Netherlands, so you'll have to update your shit if you want to start grabbing the latest builds. But other than that, looks like we should see KizMac up and running in no time. Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of Twat Radio. Thanks for listening, and have fun in the shitter.